Hello, you're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. 1 Corinthians 11:12. For as woman came from man, even so man also comes through woman, but all things are from God. The Son of God, Yeshua, came through the maiden, Miriam, called Mary, and the child was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Matthew 1:18. Yeshua, Jesus, was born into the tribe of Judah, the only tribe known as Jews at the time of his birth. Yeshua deliberately was not from the tribe of Levi, the tribe chosen for priesthood in Deuteronomy 18. But most assuredly, Yeshua, Jesus, was a priest, and he is our final priest. Hebrews 5:4-6. And no man takes this honor to himself, but he who is called by God, just as Aaron was. So also Messiah, Christ, did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, "You are my son. Today I have begotten you." As he also says in another place, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." Hearing this, we know there is no need for another priest, but we do all need to hear from a shepherd or pastor, which reminds us so frequently of sheep in a pasture. Jeremiah 3:15, "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." The former high priests, Pharisees and Sadducees, were not to seek honor for themselves, but they did. So in Matthew 16:5-6, Yeshua, Jesus, warns his Talmidim, disciples, to take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees, their doctrine. A repeated doctrine does not establish truth. Isaiah 55:8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." The leadership of Alexander the Great, Rome, Italy, the Roman Empire, and the Greek culture of both the Greek and Latin languages led to false repetition, which minimized the land, nation, and children of Israel concerning the Word of God. It brought about a separation when there should have been reconciliation through love. The house of Israel does not understand the life of a Christian, and the Christian lacks knowledge concerning the truth of God's love for Israel. So together, those born again, both heirs and joint heirs, are not demonstrating God's will for us as Messiah's community. This separation was and remains a tactic of Satan to remove our unity, because unity is power. So our division allows him to bring destruction as the god of this world system and blind the minds of them who do not believe. 2 Corinthians 4:4. However, God desires us to become one. Ephesians 2:13-15. But now, in Messiah Yeshua, Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Messiah. For he is our peace, who hath made one and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. Yes, the Israelites would not obey, but all of us were born in sin. The descendants of Moab were from an incestuous relationship between Lot and his daughter, Genesis 19:30-37. And like many, association caused Israel to go astray, both in Egypt and in the wilderness. Numbers 25:1-3. Now Israel remained in Acacia Grove, and the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab. They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel. And still, Yeshua came only to the house of Israel. Matthew 10:1-5-7. And when he had called his 12 Talmidim, disciples, to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. These 12 Yeshua sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Goyim, Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Yeshua, Jesus, chose 12 unlearned fishermen. Acts 4:13. Now when they saw the boldness of Eben, Peter, and John, and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Yeshua. Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. It is for this reason that I use the name Eben, which means stone, rather than the name Peter, from the Greek and Latin words Petra and Petros. The name Ebenezer means stone of help. When we think of Passover, it helps to start with John 1:29. The next day, Yochanan, John, saw Yeshua coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Deuteronomy 18:15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear. Exodus 12:1-2, 5-6. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, "This month shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at twilight." Yeshua includes Passover often in his ministry. It's when he performed the miracle of feeding 5,000. John 6:4-6. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Yeshua, Jesus, lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. In Acts 12:1, verses 1-4, King James Version, we see the word Easter. We call this Resurrection Day. In Acts 12:1-4, New King James Version, we see the word Passover. Passover precedes unleavened bread, and it is observed annually on the 14th day of Nisan on the lunar calendar used by Israel. Our calendar is Gregorian. At sundown on the evening of April 15th, it was the 14th day of Nisan, the day Passover began. Again, free will allows the choice you prefer. John 10:31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. John 18:31-32. Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your law." Therefore the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death," that the saying of Yeshua, Jesus, might be fulfilled, which he spoke, signifying by what death he would die. The children of Israel used stone. The Goyim, Gentiles, used crucifixion. Yeshua bore pain, agony, and humiliation on that cross. Matthew 20:17-19. Now Yeshua, Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 Talmidim, disciples, aside on the road and said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Goyim, Gentiles, to mock and to scourge and to crucify. And the third day he will rise again. Redemption and restoration is why Yeshua gave his life for us all. The word of God and the blood shed by Yeshua allows the curse of death to pass over us if we repent. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Revelation 22:18-19. For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. Not just at Easter or Passover or whatever celebration it is, honoring the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ, is what we should do. We should remember he gave his life. No one took his life from him. For this reason, we should show love for one another. And soon, one day, it is my hope by faith that we will become heirs and joint heirs. I love you all. God bless you. Show love for one another according to John 13:34. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. Have a wonderful week.